Blog Talk Radio.
Money is spent, a little bit of bag of food, and your baby need a pair of shoes. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, I tell you what you ought to do. Jesus can work it out if you let him. Diane Williams.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is D&K Bible Break. We're live on Blog Talk Radio, and we just want to say good evening and thank everyone for joining us. Whether you joined us on the phone line or you're on the internet, we just want to say thank you. And hopefully you had a blessed day, a blessed weekend. And I just want to say thank you for joining us on tonight. We got a great, I'm going to say we're going to have a great conversation on tonight. I want to thank my wife, my friend, my lover who's on the line with us, Ms. Kay. Good evening to you as well.
Good evening and happy Monday.
And we got I don't want to be confusing, but tonight we're not going to do a typical like Bible study. We're going to have a conversation. And when I say a conversation, it's just going to be a conversation because my wife brought up a couple questions, and I want to have a conversation. So we're going to try to use scriptures, but it's just going to be a good conversation, even before we go forward. So if you think we're going to go line by line or where we're not doing that tonight, it's going to be a conversation. It may even get heated because... just because of the conversation. With that being said, I titled tonight Trading Places for a lot of different reasons what we're going to be talking about tonight. I'm going to give a little bit of an overview. I'm going to let my wife open up with prayer, and we're going to jump right into this thing on tonight. So, again, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. God is always good. I'm excited just because of what the Lord is doing in my life. I'm excited because of what the Lord did over the weekend. I'm on 10. And then, you know, you get up and you see not just growth spiritually, but God is opening up doors. I'm not even asking him to open. It's just a lot of stuff is going on, and being in a good place in the Lord right now is good. So we're talking about tonight, we're going to be talking about trading places. I guess the best way to say it, sum it up, is, you know, reverse roles. You got women acting like men and men acting like women. I'm not talking about homosexual or anything like that. I'm just saying the roles have been reversed. You have more women working, taking care of the household, and you have men just to say. We're going to try to touch it from a spiritual point of view, and I'm going to give my personal opinion, which really means nothing, but I'm going to give my personal opinion on that as well. Also, with the kids today, the art of teaching young men how to be men and young ladies how to be ladies, that art is gone, is non-existent anymore. You don't hardly ever see it. And there's a few incidents we're going to bring up that we experienced over the weekend. And then my wife posed a question to me, and it's been on my mind all day since she asked me this morning about this question. I've personally never done it, but I know people who have done it. Have you ever preached or heard a word that was directly you? Now, I'm not saying it was coming from the Lord. If you told a preacher or a minister something and they used it to preach it against you. That's been on my mind all day. I've been thinking about it. I called a friend of mine from Ohio and asked them what did they think about it, and that's a deep question. So we're going to try to get into all these different matters tonight. Again, we're going to have a conversation on tonight. So hopefully you can learn something. If you have any input, you can always either text me, email me. I would, you know, because we're trying to learn as this stuff comes to us, we try to put it out there and just give an answer. Because I know we're not the only ones that have these questions or these conversations. And you know, you can always get the answer in the Word of God. The answer is in the Word of God. So we're going to try to do that tonight. So without that being said, I'm going to turn it over to my wife. She's going to open up anything you got to say. Go ahead and say it and just open us up in prayer, and we can go ahead and get started.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to come together one more time on tonight. Lord, we ask that the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Anything that we say on tonight, pray that that is not taken out of context, or anyone is thinking that it's something negative. We're just going to give our views on tonight. It's an open discussion. We thank you for you being shown in whatever we talk about on tonight. Remove us, let your spirit flow, and let people hear what we're saying according to what your word says on how we should do things. Lord, I ask that you continue to watch over our families, our friends, keep everyone covered and safe under your loving arms of protection, under your blood. Thank you for traveling mercies for those people who are on the road right now that may be listening in. Thank you for allowing them to get to their destination safely. Lord, just be in the midst and have your way on tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, to reiterate what you just said about the roles. And there's a few things that brought about this conversation, as well as the statement that you just made about, you know, things over the pulpit. And also in church in general, as well as in our regular, not only just church, but in your day-to-day life. I've seen something that happened on the news a couple of weeks ago, or maybe last week, or the week before, I'm not sure, but it was an incident that happened at the Atlanta airport, where you can see a passenger, he swung on one of the gentlemen that works at the counter, and all I see is the women trying to hold this man back. And I see men in the background who actually looks like, you know, they work there too, but I don't see any of the men step in between the women. It's like the women were trying to hold this man back. And I looked at that and I was disgusted, because I'm like, this is the state of the world that we're in. I don't know what happened, but it's like, again, this is not a man bashing session or a woman bashing session. It just didn't sit well with me to see the women on the front line and the men in the background. And I brought it to my husband's attention, and I'm like, it just didn't look right. But it's like, that's the way the world is right now. And so I'm like, I'll ask someone like, well, what happened? Like, how did we get here? Like, how did we get to the point where men, if I guess not all, some men are not being, are not playing their position, and some women are not playing their position. It's like we traded places. It's like very strange. And I see that in a lot of areas based off of how I grew up versus now. It's like things have changed, and they don't look like they're getting any better. They're getting worse. You want to chime in?
I mean, I can go all day on what you're saying just with this here right along. So it's different, because, and if I would have been there, I don't know if I would have jumped in either. Not because of not wanting to defend or hold him back, and the women were. But today, the day we're living in today, you have to be very careful. So I don't fault the men that if you didn't jump in and do this, because we're not living in that day anymore. Back in the day when we were growing up, of course, men would have jumped in and got handled the situation. And I'm going to say this quickly, and I'm going to move on. Men today aren't being raised to be men. They're not. Some of them don't have men in their life. And the men that they have in their life wasn't raised to be to be a man. So the lack of a real man is absent. So young men don't know what to do in a man's situation. They think they do, and with the world today, you can't say things, you can't do things. There's a lot of stuff you can't do. And me and Mark's having a conversation about these young men. And I want her to, if you don't mind, the story you told me about Asia over the weekend, about what they said and about her friend, who I like, because when I met him, the way he looked at me in my eyes, the way he gave me that, he was a real gentleman. He had manners, mannerism of a man. Even though my wife don't like some of his ways, he has mannerism of a young man. So I'm going to let her talk about it. And it comes down to not being raised. And you have a lot of women, single mothers, trying to teach young men how to be men. And that the lack of a man's presence is what these young men is missing. Correct some of these young men, they get an attitude. Or their mama going to call you and tell you don't talk to their son like that. So it's kind of hard for us old school to try to teach the new school anything because we don't want to deal with the drama. Period.
Well, based off of that, because I have a different view on what you just said. So my daughter, she spent the weekend in Florida with one of her friends' family. And she was telling me that they went to dinner last night and her friend's dad was going in on her because he was just saying how he didn't like his daughter's boyfriend. And he liked my daughter's boyfriend. And the reason he told my daughter he liked her boyfriend is because when he met him, he gave him a firm handshake. He looked him in the eye and, you know, it was like he wasn't trying to hide anything, a more confident kind of young man. Versus his daughter's boyfriend, who he didn't look him in the eye. He gave him a weak handshake, and the dad he told his daughter, "I don't like your boyfriend. I just don't like him. I think he's a player," and you know, blah blah blah. And I'm thinking like, well, that's his daughter, so I'm sure he ain't gonna like nobody that his daughter bring home. Because even though my husband is cool with my daughter's boyfriend, I'm not a fan of him right now, so I can't say that I'm cool with him. I'm filling him out because to me he's kind of smooth and he knows how to say things, and I'm just saying, nah, he too smooth for his age, and so I'm not filling him the way my husband is feeling because of the, you know, the proper way that he's presenting himself versus the other young man.
Just let me intervene because I want to make a point, because I'm not saying that you don't have reason not to feel him. I'm saying he has traits of being a good young man, because when you can look another man in the face and shake their hand firmly, that tells a lot about you. From a man's standpoint, I wouldn't expect a woman to understand that. And from what
the
young
lady father said. The devil can look you in the eye and shake your hand too.
Okay, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. I'm not giving him a full pass. I'm saying it's a good trait. Now, you got a lot of people that can do that and just as phony as a $2 bill, of course. But right now, at this young age, we've had other young men come here and not even speak. So given the what I'm saying is, right now, he showed more respect than other young men who's older than him, who are grown men, who are walking and not even speak. They're ignorant. And a lot of times, you that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, I'm going to give him a little bit more rope than what you would give him, because he's showing something that a lot of young men do not have. So, yeah, he gets the benefit of the doubt. Now, he may mess up. He may do this. All men do. But at the same time, there's a trait when you can look another man in the face and shake his hand. You have people, men that don't even have that trait right now. So, yeah, I'm going to give him, yeah, that impressed me from the first time I met him and when I spoke with him today. Very, you want to say a smooth player, he know what to say, this, that, and the other, but at the same time, gentleman. And somewhere in his background, and I don't even know this to be true, I can tell some man talked to him. I can tell you that. But also,
I think it also has to do with how you grow up as well, because as I was saying with that other gentleman, this is just what my daughter told me. I mean, I've never met the other gentleman, that his father passed when he was little. And so his mom has been raising him. And I'm not sure how his mom is raising him, because, you know, that's his mom's business. But from what my daughter is saying, you know, he doesn't have a male in his life. So maybe he doesn't know, you know, the proper way that he's supposed to come to another man. And my comment to you was, okay, during that situation, if you one-on-one, and let's just say, like, if you're the dad and this young man is coming to greet your daughter, as a dad, period, I don't care how the young man is going to react or what he's going to say, you're going to correct him. Okay, look me in my eye when you talk to me and shake my hand. I would think that's what a man would do when it comes to his daughter. But nowadays, like you said, they're not going to say nothing, because they're going to be like thinking that it's going to create problems. Like, they're going to go tell their mom and then it may create issues down the road. But I think we lost that element of, okay, if you see something wrong right then and there, correct it. I'm not saying be harsh or be rude or just let me just show you how it's done. It's a way to do it, and that's not being done no more.
Right there, when you say that, there's a way to do it. I'm going to give you an example. And when you said about shaking your hand, I told my son, shake a man's hand, look him in the face. Don't be shaking no one's hand like a punk, because when you do that, you give off signals. So, but what I'm saying, I can't say that today because people get offended when you say stuff like that. So you got to understand.
Right, but my point is, though, you could say that to your son because that's your son. But it's a way that you do it. You don't have to come off and say, if you do that, if you don't do it this way, you're a punk. You could just be like, look, it's a way to do there is a way to do it. You don't have to be harsh when you do it. You can do it and just be like, the way you're doing, you correcting them. You know, see, the problem is, you know, when somebody is being rebuked, it comes across like somebody is being mean because they're rebuking you, and the way they do it is like, wow, you feel shameful, like, shoot, I just got rebuked. Versus it's like, okay, thank you, Lord, for rebuking me because I was wrong. And it's the delivery. And you could do the same thing, but it's how you deliver the message.
Okay.
You don't have
and then
to be
here
harsh.
We go. Here we go again. A message, in like you said, deliver the message. And the way, I'm not speaking for every man, but for some of the old, you say things. And because you say you ain't got to be rude, this, that, or the other, see, you're putting a condition on how you should do it. And the thing about it is there's a way that people do things. And if you're from the old school and you tell a young man, you know, stop walking around there like a little sissy, you know, that's not the right way to say it. Okay, well, now you want to tell us how to say it. That's why people don't, I won't, unless the Lord tells
it's
me.
All,
to
but you
the
can
situation.
Learn how to say it a different
no,
way.
No, so here you go. See what I'm
effect.
Saying? That's exactly what I'm talking about.
But you
it can still
get
the woman.
Same effect.
Coming
you
from
don't
a
have,
woman.
Calling somebody a sissy is like, it's not even necessary to even go that far.
Okay.
You don't
see,
have
there
to
you go.
Even, you don't have to call somebody a name to get your point across.
You're not. I'm not.
Hold on. A lot of the ways that we did stuff back in the day, everything wasn't 100% correct, and we did do a lot of harsh things. Doesn't mean that you can't still get your point across without calling somebody out their name or making them feel like an ant. I mean, you can get your point across.
First of all, however a person decides to do something to get a point across or to correct something, everyone's not going to correct it by the book. And sometimes there's hard, and this is what's wrong with the kids today, harsh, being hard. Don't no one want to be hard on them. There's a correct way. There's a do this and say this. I personally don't have time to read a book to use words when I say, tell my son, stop being a punk, period. There ain't no if and. He understands that. He understands if he keep walking around with his head down, shaking another man's head, he might be interpreted that he might be gay. He might be interpreted he might be soft. I'm going to give him a boom. Any young man that come up to me and shake my hand like a little girl, you firm it, you shake it. But if you say it just like you're saying, and me and you having this conversation, this disagreement, this is why leave him alone. Because there's always a mama around the corner that want to come for the rest.
So you just do nothing. Instead of trying to get your point across, you just – and that's what we do. We do nothing because we –
if the Lord leaves me, because it's exactly like you're – and when I say this, I mean this in all due respect. When someone says something to get a point across, whether it's mean, nice, however it is, if you feel it's too mean – you want to correct the way I'm saying it. But the thing about it is what you're missing is that young man right there will receive it. You and the parents and the women have the problem with real men trying to tell men how to be men, period. So therefore,
no, I don't have a problem with that at all. I don't have a problem with that at all.
You have the problem. Well, I'm not saying you.
I don't.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying women in general have a problem with hardcore when someone says something right, and then you ask the question why the men in the airport didn't do it because they weren't raised by no real men, period. It's just period. And then when you move forward, when you talk to other people and you see other things, it's like, you know, you can't say nothing. I love coaching. I can't coach because I can't say what I want to say because the parents, is they're too soft. Everything is offensive. Everything is always something that when you put in there, it's always something. My opinion, and we're going to move on to the next subject because we got to get out of here tonight, is this. The truth hurts, period. And whether you're coming from scripture, if you're doing wrong and you get a scripture, it's going to hurt you. But it's also going to make you better, not bitter. And when you tell the truth to people to make a young man or young lady better, the parents always get bitter because of the way the message was brought across. And like you're defending me using the words what I use, that's okay, you can do that. But for a young man to hear it, it should make him better. But if his mama gets bitter, the message is never going to get across. So men today, kind of hard to talk to other men unless they're being led by the Spirit to talk to them, because they already know if the mama is bitter and ain't going to receive what I'm saying, the child's going to be bitter. And these single women who I commend raising these young men, they're bitter. So when it comes to authority or a real man, I didn't say all, I said some, are bitter. And all you got to do is just see. All you got to do is watch and see. You tell a young man to pull his pants up, he look at you like you're crazy, okay, I'm going to leave it alone. I had a lot of – well, I let him be free. That's what they do today. Oh, well, there's never no correction. But you want – and women, not saying you want men to be men, we don't have no backup. We don't have no backup. You tell a young man A, and the mama say, okay, and let the boy keep doing what he's doing, we just wasting our breath. So don't say and then put it on our delivery. The message is going to get across the way the message get across. My mother used to yell, fuss, and cuss at us. The message got across. We turned out okay. But at the end of the day, if try the same approach today, it will be wrong. It will be child abuse. You can't say nothing. And even that point, and I want you to touch on the pulpit, because a lot of times you'll tell the truth and it hurts, and people wanna try to because it hurts and it's the truth, talk about the delivery or talk about, oh, they were talking about me, like we were. No, it's going to hurt, but it will set you free. It will set you free unless you have an alternative. I can't even say the word I can't say what I'm trying to say. But anyway, go ahead and talk, wife. I'm going to take a break.
Okay. I got a message that we're going in and out. So can you check on that to make sure that we're good? So you're talking about, where you want me to go with this? The message over the pulpit? Because I was going somewhere else. Is
where
that
you
where you
want
me to
go? Go. We got time. You can go. We can get back. We can get
okay.
over to that.
I'm going to let you do the message over the pulpit part. Where I want to go is in reference to roles as far as male and female. And it seems like we've allowed the enemy to creep in and change the way God designed us to be. And it's like we have, I'm speaking from a female's perspective and based off of, you know, experiences that I've had and experiences that I know a lot of female friends that I know, they experience it as well. It's like we have been, if I could say it this way, we've been given a burden that we weren't meant to carry. And what I mean by that is, you have a lot of women who have responsibilities because the man may have walked out. The man, he may be sitting right there and he ain't doing what he's supposed to be doing. Or they're, like, for example, in my family, we don't really have any men left. We just have, like, everybody is younger than me. So there's no male role models that's even alive. So it's kind of like, women are, the women that I know and a lot of women in my family, carry a burden of having to be responsible for everything. It's not like they chose to do this. It's not like they woke up and said, oh, when I grow up, I want to be a single mom. Nobody says that. And it's like that's how things turned out. And a lot of the times you have men, I don't know what happened. Again, this is not a man bashing session, but in my eyes, I don't know what happened with the guys. It's like they, if I could say they're lazy, a lot of them are like, a lot of men are lazy. And it's like, how did you get to this point? And, you know, I went to a retreat over the weekend, and it's like he spoke on Deborah. You can read about Deborah in Judges 4. Through chapter 4 through chapter 5. Please read about Deborah's story. There's a beautiful woman in there named Jael who killed, she took the reins. It wasn't supposed to be her that did the job. It was supposed to be a man that did the job. But because he was scared to do it and he was riding behind the woman's coattail, the woman ended up having to do the job that was meant for him. And it just seems like a lot of men are falling back. And I'm thinking, like, why do they do that? And it's like, because we let them. The more we let them not do, the more they don't do. I was married before, and it's like, I remember feeling like, okay, I'm doing all this by myself. If I ask you to get an oil change one time, you don't do it. Oh, well, I'm going to do it myself. Because it's like if you're not doing your job or your, and I'm asking you to help and do, if you don't do it, I'm just going to do it myself. And then at the end of the day, you're not going to be asking anymore. You're just going to be doing stuff yourself. And a lot of women just do it themselves because, one, the man ain't doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're chilling, doing whatever that they're doing. They ain't doing what they're supposed to be doing in their household. Number two, they done skipped out, went laid up somewhere else because at this other female's house, they ain't got to do nothing. They can just chill. They ain't got no responsibilities. Three, they just there in your household, but they not doing nothing. They just, it's like, oh, well, you'll get it done. You may fuss a little bit. You may complain a little bit, but they know at the end of the day, you're going to get the job done. And a lot of women are tired of just having to do everything on their own. And I'm just like, where are the real gentlemen, men who are manly men who make you feel secure, who make you feel like, okay, I got you. You ain't got to worry about it. we're supposed to be the helpmate. We're the helpers. Right now it's like we're not the helpers. We are the one that's doing all the work, and the men are the helpers. So I don't understand what happened. That's what I see. And a lot of it is because, you know, women, we're independent. A lot of women is like, I'm independent, you know, thanks to Beyonce, everybody, Destiny's Child, all the independent women, all that. So we took that to the max, and now it's like everybody's like, I don't need a man. I can do it by myself. And it's like, you may not need a man, and yes, you can do it by yourself, but God designed us to be helpmates, and we're not falling. We're out of alignment with God, if I could say it that way. The men are out of alignment. The women are out of alignment. And it's like, how do we get it back together? Like, how do we get back to what God designed us to be? That's what I want to know. And there's a scripture, it's in Genesis. I think second chapter of Genesis somewhere, just kind of like, it's like you have men that the Lord equipped for certain tasks, and you have women that God equipped for certain tasks. We were all equipped for various tasks, but our common goal should be to honor God. And each role has its privileges. If I could say it like this, there is no one sex that's greater than the other. The man ain't better than the woman. The woman ain't better than the man. We're all on the same playing field. We should all be headed towards the same goal. And it's like we're not. It's like we're divided. And I don't understand what happened. Go ahead. I feel like I'm talking a lot.
I want you to go because you always say I just take off and I'm letting you go. I'm going to answer your question. And I'm going to answer your question. You're not going to like the answer. You're going to wait. I was listening to you. Oh, he said, not man bashing. And I know you don't mean it like that, but the way you're saying it, and the way I want to say it like this, first of all, I'm not going to say all men, but majority of the men are pitiful, period, trifling, period, whether they're in the church, whether they're not in the church. I'm not going to make the church an issue. It's just period. Women allow certain things to happen, and you said something, and I wanted to stop you because I laughed about it because you said you'll do it, and what you said was you said you know you will do it, and they know you'll do it. As long as you keep doing it, they're going to allow you to do it. That's what you said, and when you do that, whether you do it in a relationship or you do it as a mother, when you're raising men and they know you're going to do it and they know that there's no responsibility, then they're going to allow you to do it. And there will be no responsibility when they grow up. There will be no accountability because you're doing it. And that's my point. You're doing it.
Well, I want to talk about grown men.
But wait a minute, it's the same thing.
Because we ain't letting a grown man off the hook.
Wait a minute,
I'm talking about
boys. No, I'm not.
We already discussed
I'm not doing
the boy
that.
Part.
But you did say,
okay.
But you did say before, you did say something before, and you had to do certain things before on your own. And that's the grown man part. And when I say that is, yeah, of course. And now that it trickles down, it is, to be responsible is one time. If not, there should be something to happen. There should be consequences. And even with us in a marriage, if you tell me not to, and I made this mistake several times, hopefully I got it corrected now, not to do something, and I do it anyway, it's a sign of disrespect. It's a sign of whatever it is, it's just not right. So therefore, there's consequences, and you've given me consequences over what I shouldn't be doing. There's a consequence to it. I already know it. But at the same time, in whether you dealing with older people, younger people, kids, or whatever, there's consequences. And there's no consequences for young men today. There's no consequences. None whatsoever. It is what it is. And you keep it moving. When we was growing up, there was consequences.
Mm-mm.
People, you had to.
You going backwards. I want to move forward. Let's go to the forward part, because I agree with what you're saying. I agree. I don't want to say I don't agree. I agree with the consequences part of what you're saying. But when we go into how somebody was raised, you have plenty of people who were raised with a father and a mother. They were taught how to do things respectfully, decently, and in order. They got grown, and they do it their way. So I'm not talking about how the parents raised or anything, that part, on this particular area, because we touched on that already. I'm speaking for the roles of a man and a woman as far as where we stand today, because it just seems like you have a lot of men who are piggybacking off of women, and I'm not saying they were raised that way. Even if they're not raised that way, something happened to where they are being lazy. And especially since COVID happened, it just seems like people rather sit and get a check and not go to work. It's like, I'm just going to chill. I'm doing me. I'm chilling. But it's a lot of women, it's a lot of women that's doing the same thing. So it goes both ways, men and women. Everybody's just chilling, and nobody is wanting to go get it and be responsible.
Well, first of all, when you say that, people not wanting to do this and do that, you know, there's a concept in it, in what you're saying, especially when it comes to men. If a woman allows a man to do that, a man is going to do it, period, if a woman allows it. And that's what I'm saying. You allowing stuff to go on without making a consequence or without putting – think about it like this. If you're doing wrong and you're allowed to do wrong, they're going to continue to do wrong unless you put a consequence. You have to stop it. Whatever, by any means necessary, you have to stop it. You can't just live any kind of way and expect to be blessed. If you're living a certain way and you don't like something or you don't appreciate something and you don't say anything, you allow it to keep going, then yeah. And what happened is women don't say anything. There's no consequences. None. I don't care how you was raised. If you allow me to do what I want to do, and some things I just want to do, and I'm speaking for me as Derek, just want to do, I know I can't do it because I can't get away with it with you. But if I could get away with it, I would.
Okay,
but
so let me ask you this.
To what I do.
Let me ask you. Okay, so when you say don't allow them to do it, let's dig into that a little bit, because let me see how I can word this. I can only speak for married people, but let me see if I can do it like a single way. With the single way, this is me personally. When you're single, it's kind of like, okay, you don't have to put up with certain things because you don't have a covenant with that person. So it's kind of like, you know, you can kick rocks and you ain't got to deal with that person. So you have that way of not dealing with some whoever you don't want to deal with, and you ain't got to deal with it. But as far as when you're married, you're in a relationship, there's a covenant. And if your spouse, whether it's the woman or the man, it doesn't matter. If you got a woman that's just chilling at the house and you're the husband and you're out handling business and taking care of things, and you come home and the house is a mess, looks like ain't nothing happened since you left out the door that morning, that's going to get frustrated. You can tell your spouse, hey, I need you to start doing blah, blah, blah. If they don't do it, so what? It ain't like you can get them a whooping. Like, what? So what you can allow? Like, how are you?
Let me just put it out there. Put it out there. And put it out there. And I don't mean to be funny when I say it. I'm not being smart. Try it and see what happens. Try and any man will agree exactly what I'm saying. And I believe it goes in reverse order, too. If I said, if I didn't come home, I went out the night and came in at all time, at any time, and just did things that I knew bothered you, I knew you was upset with, first time you tell me about it, second time, talk about it, there's going to be a consequence. There's going to be a consequence because you're not going to put up with it.
You're going to get locked out.
But wait a minute. I'm not
coming up in here.
Say that again.
I said you'll get locked out. You ain't coming up in here like that. But, yeah,
well,
I follow you.
There's a consequence to it.
Yeah.
I know that already. But if I do it the first time and you don't say nothing, I do it the second time, third time, you don't say nothing, now you're dealing with it. And you become miserable. And that's why.
But what if you do say, hold on, let me say it like this. What if you do say something, and what if you do act on what you're saying, and let's just say you leave out and you like, okay, I don't know, maybe you go visit a friend or you go visit your mom and you just stay there for a couple of days to get your point across that you're not playing. And then they promise that they're going to get it right and I'm going to do better. And when you get back home, it's the same old thing. So you gave consequences and you did. So go ahead.
Let me say this because, you know, I'm to be personally honest with you, and because, you know, through experiences and through seeing things, you know, I'm not always right. And I can admit that I'm wrong. And sometimes I'm hard-headed. Sometimes I got to bump my head once or twice. And most men or people in general are the same way. End of the day, if they're not changing and you don't see change and it's messing you up as an individual, you have to put the two for peace. See ya, deuces. Because I'm not going to allow my peace, my happiness, my joy, I'm not going to let, including you, my kids, anybody else, take that away from me. Now, it may hurt for a minute, but I'd rather hurt for a minute now than live the rest of my life being miserable. So, therefore, when I say the truth hurts, it hurts sometimes. So you can act a fool if you want to. See what happens, because I'm not going to negotiate with the devil. I'm not negotiating with it. And if you come at me with nonsense, and I correct it or try to correct it, and you still, it don't take all day. It don't take a genius to figure out whether you playing or not. This is what gets me upset when a lot of things, whether you're talking about relationships or whether you're talking about kids, whatever, it don't take all day to figure some of this stuff out. You know, you say what you say, you mean what you say. Some stuff ain't going to be pretty. Some stuff ain't going to be cute. But there is a consequence at the end of every situation. There is a consequence. And whether you want to believe it or not, sometimes you got to be hard so it can be relaxed later. Because if you're not and you want to have all these books to read, this is how you do this, this is how you do that, that's not preparing them for real life. Real life is hard. And there is consequences. And if you can't follow the guideline, and since you brought up married people, there's a guideline for married people. There's a guideline. And we know what the guidelines is. We know what they say.
Amen.
So therefore, if you're outside the guidelines, there's a consequence. Even when it comes to kids, there's a consequence. Because if you don't correct it hardcore, believe you me, the law will. And if the law don't do it, believe you me, the streets will do it. So I'm not going to sit up here and say, I'm not going to do this and not going to do that. I'm going to be led when I do it. But when I do it, I'm going to do it the way that it was done to me. Because that's what I know. I know that way
but
works.
But, you know,
this new way,
you have a lot of church. You have a lot of church people, though. Let me just take it to the church people for a second.
Okay.
You have a lot of church people who feel that what they're doing is right. And you cannot convince them that what they're doing is wrong. Even though you have one spouse that's looking at the other spouse like, that's not what the Bible says. The Lord didn't tell us to do it this way. But do you have that other spouse that's so strong in how they feel, they're not wavering. They think their way is right, and they can't see what they're doing is damaging their family because they just know I'm doing right. So
okay, well, the only way I can answer that is I know we probably could get some scriptures and go in there, but I can answer that what you're saying directly through me. I think you can be a witness. I'm the same way. I think I'm right about everything. And I will put scripture to make me be right. The thing that's wrong with that, and I'm recognizing that as I get older and mature, is the fact that we have to allow the Holy Spirit to convict us. And if we're not being convicted, then they're not connected to the Lord. And I don't want to get into that, but that's just the way that it is. The situation, I thought I was right. And you couldn't tell me I was wrong. Now that I had a chance to look at the situation, dissect the situation, pray about the situation, I was totally wrong. Totally wrong. But my wife didn't tell me, the bishop, pastor, elders, teacher, friends, brothers, did no one tell me I was wrong? I mean, that I was, I would listen to them, but the Holy Spirit convicted me, caused me to change the way I was thinking. So therefore, when I say that, the only way I can address your question, if the Holy Spirit isn't convicting a person that they're wrong, then there's nothing else you can do. There's nothing else you can say.
But sometimes the Holy Spirit may be giving this person, they may be convicting this person, but, you know, we are stubborn, and we turn a blind ear and a blind eye to what the Lord is saying because we want to do it our way. And when we want to do it our way, and you mentioned consequences, it's kind of like they're not going to care about no consequences either because it's like I'm not in the wrong. You are.
No,
they're going to tell you out of order.
No, I can just say this, and see, I don't want to get into a put our business out there or just talk about me and you, but I was that person who, and this was recently, who used scripture, used I'm right, and I was in the flesh. I wasn't in the spirit, and that's the difference. A lot of people, especially men that got that have egos and have pride, we stay in the flesh, even though we think we're in the spirit because we can quote some scriptures. We're in the flesh, but when that Holy Spirit convicts you, and it convicts you, you're going to do two things. Either you're going to get it right or you're going to ignore it. And if you ignore it, then you got to deal with the consequences. Now, I could ignore what the Spirit was telling me. The consequences would have been I would have lost everything. And I couldn't blame nobody but me because at the end of the day, you got to make the decision. And if someone is leaving, this is like this. If you had to put your kid out of the house because they was disobeying the rules, and you come in here, because this is back in the day when we were growing up. At least in my, if you disobeyed the rules and you got kicked out of the house because you disobeyed the rules, whatever happened to you outside the house was on you. Was on you. You got arrested, that was on you. It was on you because you disobeyed what was the rules of the house. Spiritually, we have rules, we have lessons, we have teachings, we have scriptures that we're supposed to follow. And if you step outside that, the consequences is going to be on you. And if you lose that, if you lose someone or something because you stepped outside of that, then that's on you. And you can use all the scriptures you want. In my situation, and I just speak on me, I'm jumping for joy because I'm thanking the Lord where I was to where I am now. How much have I gained? I've gained a lot. I lost a lot of the stuff I used to do, argue, but it's not there no more because the Lord showed me something. And this is for married people, single people, people with kids, because if you're doing it the way the Lord tells you to do it, I don't care how you deliver it, it never comes back void. You can give the hardest, if you're in the, some people are hardcore, and they teach hardcore. And we could be like, I don't like the way they talk. Where if it bothered you, they must have been telling you the truth. You just didn't like the delivery, but it was the truth. Stop worrying about the delivery and worry about what's being said. Some people can't say receive stuff from me because we don't like the way you said it, but it was the truth. So you want me to be all not be who I am and be nice so I can whip you nice? It don't work like that. That's why when a lot of men see these young boys and you try to correct them, but now you got to fight with the mama, you got to fight with the grandmama, you got to fight with – it's not. I'm not doing all of that. A, I'm too old and I don't have to.
But even with grown men, because even with grown men, you do have other grown men that's trying to offer them advice and but y'all, I want to say y'all because it's a lot of women too. I'm just going to say people instead of saying men and women. A lot of people have so much pride and so much ego, like you mentioned. It's like, you can't tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing, and I'm doing right. And when they do that, and they not listening to what needs to be said, like how do you get a grown man who has this ego and this pride, how do you get them to hear what you're trying to say? I'm asking like from a female perspective.
Right. It's
like how do you even? I mean, I understand you said consequences, but.
It's hard to do. Right. It's hard to do. It's very hard to do because I'm just speaking for me. I can't speak for every man, but I'm stubborn. I'm prideful. My wife will tell you. But at the end of the day, I got to have a come to Jesus meeting. And I've apologized for more stuff that I've done today that I thought I was right about yesterday. And you see that it's wrong. But at the end of the day, the question you got to ask yourself, I have to ask myself, is when you get comfortable with something, and I'm just going to be honest with you, when you're comfortable with sin, when you're comfortable with it, it's easy to do, and it's hard to get away from. And what's happened in the church, because, and I'm not talking about our church, but I'm saying in a lot of churches, the word isn't being preached. Hell is real. And if you're sinning, you're going to hell. And what's going on today, people are, especially men, are nickel and diming their way to hell. They're nickel and diming their way to hell. They can do this, they can do this, they can do that. And ain't no one saying nothing about it. Ain't no one saying it, ain't no one. And it's acceptable until you get called out. And when you get called out.
So you're saying ain't nobody saying nothing about it.
No one's saying nothing about it. But what I'm saying is, with how can I say this? If no one is saying nothing about it because a lot of stuff isn't being taught how to be a man or being what's a real man is really not being preached over the pulpit. It really isn't. Because now you have men that are soft. You have men that don't know how to be men. You have men that's not committed to God. And when I say this, I know I'm going to get a whole lot of people looking at me crazy, but when we were growing up, and I'm going back to our generation, men who didn't, there was very few of them, but the few men that went to church, went to church. A few men that went to prayer, went to prayer. It wasn't hit and miss. They was consistent. And what's going on today, people are not being consistent in the word. They're not being consistent in the relationship. And if you can cheat on God, you can cheat on your spouse.
Amen.
So you have to understand that when you're doing this, it's a vow that you took. My vow has nothing to do that I took with the Lord has nothing to do with you. Nothing. And if I do anything to harm you, before I harm you, I done broke my vow with God. So even before you can get me, God is gonna get me. And if I turn my face up at God, now, okay, it's a trickle-down effect. And a lot of people, church, turn their face up to God. And you can sit there all day long, I'm going to pray for them, I'm going to pray for them, I'm going to pray for them, and nothing happens, their face is turned up to God. They're not listening to what he's saying. You cannot convince me that you can hear the word, hear the word, hear the word, and not be affected by it.
And if you're not committed to the word, how can you be committed to a woman? If you're not committed to the word, how can you be committed to your kids? And see, the thing, the power has been taken away from the parents is because there's no commitment to the kids. If your kids ain't going to Sunday school, if your kids ain't going to church, whose fault is that? That's the parents' fault. So when the kids start acting up, now we want to say, put it on everybody else. No, you stop the foundation from them hearing the word on a consistent basis. Ain't saying they ain't going to mess up, but there's consequences to what happens. And that's all what I'm trying to say. And when it comes to men, it's not about how you say it, but I'm a man. I like to look at men, shake their hand, how you doing? You know, do you work? Can we talk like men? You know, can it be a manly conversation? So these are the things we're talking about. And I know we're getting late in the hour. I wish we can keep on going. But I was instructed to make sure we're out of here by 8 o'clock, or I would keep on going. But there's a lot about what we're talking about, and it's just conversation. And like I said, I'm not saying
I want to say my closing, comment that I want to make.
When you say your closing, and go ahead and wrap us up out of here. But I just want to say this before I do go. It's just very important that you know that today was just a conversation. Just a couple, just talking about things, and me and my wife will probably continue this conversation after we get off of this, because there's a lot of things that
right.
we see and that's going on that just don't fit right with us. And we have to use us as an example, because I don't want people to think we're talking about anybody else, but there's a lot of stuff going on within our circle between me that you know, we want to get the right answer to. And in order to do it, we're going to have a conversation. Hopefully, we come back next week, we can have a story or more scripts to try to get to the answer that we're looking for. With that being said, I'm going to turn it over to my wife. You can have closing remarks, but Dio is out.
All right. I just wanted to any women that are listening, we weren't meant to carry the burden of things that a man is supposed to carry. And a lot of men have stepped away from their positions, or they're not holding up their positions the way God designed it to be. God created women to operate where they were designed to be, and he created men to operate where they were designed to be. And what I've learned over this weekend is for me to stop trying to fix everything. I need to move out of the way in a lot of situations in my life because I try to fix it, and I'm trying to make sure that everything works out for people, and they have to walk the walk for themselves. And so I have to move out the way. And in a lot of the times in relationships, we get in the way of our mates. I'm speaking for men and women. And God is trying to do something in that person's life, but we're in the way. And that's why it's important to trust God. The pastor preached, I can't even trust myself. And we can't trust ourselves because we're going to go back on situations. We're going to give in to situations. And we may not be strong in certain areas, and the Lord is trying to do something in that person's life. And it's important for us to, you know, pray that the Lord's will be done in the situation, ask for discernment in the situation, and let the Holy Spirit lead in the situation. And we need to let go of what God did not design us to carry. And I'm speaking for men and women. If you're in a situation where stuff is just not going the way that you know that it's not biblically designed, it's important to move out the way. You don't have to be in turmoil about a situation. Trust God. No matter what, he's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. If you're doing things according to his will, make sure it's according to his will, though, not out of your emotions and your and you being in the way. Seek God if you're in a situation where you need guidance on something. And I'm not telling you, I'm telling you from experience, because I've had situations where it's like, okay, Lord, I don't know what to do with this situation, and I just had to not do nothing. And the thing is, God worked the situation out. So a lot of times, let him, you know, move out the way and let him do what he needs to do. I don't have a closing scripture, but if I did have to give a closing scripture, it would be Proverbs 3:3-5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Whatever you need, God's got it. Go ahead.
I know I said I was out, but see, when you keep going, I don't want it to be one-sided, because you have a lot of ruthless women out there too that's in the church. And when I say that is, I just want to make it plain. I'll close this out if you got to go, wife, but it's not just men. There's women too. And women are more dirtier than the men.
I say men and women. I wasn't trying to make it just a man thing, but I was speaking to the women because I'm a woman. You can speak to the man because you're a man, but I was saying it for both genders, but I'm just speaking from a woman's perspective.
Okay, you said that like you had some bass in your voice. I was just saying that there's a lot of ruthless women. We know about the men, but, we didn't use the word ruthless. Women that's walking around here doing crazy stuff too. So it's not just one-sided. And then you got to understand that there's a lot of women that cause a lot of hurt for men to just do stuff and say stuff, and then you tricking us. I did a sermon one time, just be real.
Oh, here we go.
Just be real.
You're going to say this when it's time to go. You want to say that when it's time to go.
Well, we don't have to go, but I'm saying if we got to go, we got to go. But I'm just saying I don't want it to be one-sided because, I did beat up the men a lot tonight, but there's a lot of this tricking men.
Your job was to speak from the man's perspective, and my job was to speak from. I did my job.
But you didn't say it the way that I needed it to be said. I need to let them know there's some ruthless women out there, and they're causing pain, and they it is what it is. We may have to pick this up because you kind of with that bass in your voice. I don't know where you were going with that. But, you want to sugarcoat the women's side of it. And I'm hard on men anyway, because a lot of men are a bunch of punks.
I wasn't sugarcoating. I said we got to stop trying to fix stuff. I didn't sugarcoat nothing.
I said it sounded like it. But we're going to go ahead and get off, because I don't like your tone. It's like you over that 5 limit. We're going to have to tone this down, anime. Go ahead and close this off.
They call me anime. Wow, you got jokes tonight. All right. If you have any comments on a subject, please inbox me. Inbox Derek. It doesn't matter. And if you have any topics you want to discuss or anything, I don't have Instagram and all that kind of stuff. I just have Facebook, and that's it. You can inbox me on Facebook. You can reach out to Derek as well. Post it. It doesn't matter. You have a conversation you want us to discuss, we'll go there. I want to thank everybody for listening. Y'all didn't have to tune in, and I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I pray that something was said to, stir something up inside you to go this way or that way. Just make sure it's the Lord's way. And I'm going to close it out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for allowing us to come together again on this beautiful Monday. We ask that you continue to watch over and protect us as we go throughout the week and lead us back here on next Monday. Lord, we pray that something was said that was meaningful to your people, something that was said that has them thinking about their situation and how they can make it better and how they can trust you to make it better. You promised in your word never to leave us nor forsake us, and we trust you with everything in us. Ask that you continue to look over the people that are hurting right now, people that are suffering with mental issues right now. Pray for their minds right now. There's nothing too hard for you. Pray for everyone's health that's under the sound of our voice. Again, there's nothing too hard for you. No matter what the physician says, believe the report of the Lord, because God is still in control, and he will always be in control. Lord, ask that you just continue to just keep us covered, and help us continue to do your will and walk this walk the way you designed us to walk this walk. If we're in error in a certain area, show us so we can do better. If we're out of alignment with you in a certain area, show us so we can do better. Make it plain. Open up our eyes and our hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank y'all for listening. Good night.